Hello, listeners. This is Reed welcoming you to a not so regularly scheduled pre-roll, although I feel like we say that every time. So we had a little bit of a technical hiccup, unfortunately, with our second to last session. So some of you probably know we were supposed to have an episode 2 weeks ago, but it turned out that the recording bot that we use in Discord didn't actually record us. So, unfortunately, there was nothing that survived. There was no audio recoverable. So, we all got together the other day to do a bit of a reenactment for you. So, it's going to be a little different of a feel from, obviously, a normal episode. But, good news is, the finale recording itself is completely intact. You get the benefit of some really cool editing from Amelia, some fun laughs, and a really, really kick-ass finale. So, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome, distinguished audience, to the Omni Games. I'm your host, the Mondo Corsican, proprietor of Spombus Enterprises and the Omni Games. Trademark pending. You are witnessing the event of a millennium, the first of its kind, a virtual, no-holds-barred battle royale between Lancer pilots from all over the universe. And they have put on a show, haven't they? Fresh off the space bus, every single team except for Bring Your Own Mech, odd name, but strangely catchy, headed to the lava fields. My head of virtual script management suspects there may have been some foul play involved there, but it is the Omni Games after all. All is fair in virtual mecha warfare. Now, a little recap for those of you that may have missed it. Team Guardians of Ra and Team Robin Hood, that's with zeros and ones, a little binary joke there for people listening, were taking out rather quickly in the ensuing brawl, with the members of the Spooniversity Varsity Lancer team taking an early lead with 7 kills between them. Regina Tenzin, their captain, is the one to watch out for. She's an ace pilot, and the current kill leader with 3 kills and 2 assists. What a start! As the terrifying, deadly storm zone closed in on the map, the team scattered to the winds to look for supplies, which is what ultimately led to the first fight for Team Bring Your Own Mech. In a stunning turn of events at the cliffs, they launched a sneak attack on Team Shiny Teeth, punting 3 teammates off the map and into the abyss below. That only left Shiny Teeth herself standing, as Zoralo's ineffectual attack has only seemed to anger her. Now, some of what comes next has had to be pieced together from multiple mech cams and eyewitness accounts, as arena footage from here on out was heavily corrupted due to outside influence. I've done my best to preserve the drama, but of course, there may be some bits that we're missing. Remind me never to work with Harrison Armory again. So unprofessional. It's my show, and I should get to have a say in the final cut. Anyways, that's enough from me. Time to get back to the show. We open on the cliffs. You have literally dropkicked, surprise dropkicked, 3 of Shiny Teeth's members off of the cliff. They digitize into nothing, and only Shiny Teeth is left as her teammates' portraits are emblazoned in the virtual sky. Shiny Teeth is spitting mad. She's screaming at you, saying,
I'm gonna pulverize you for what you did to my Ronnie! There won't be enough left to feed the fishes when I'm done with you! I'm gonna...
The rest of her tirade is bleeped out, but you can see her bloodshot eyes and spittle flying from her golden teeth.
And I Sparta kick her, like, off the cliff. Like, I was ready, but I just wanted her to talk a little bit.
So the enormous grunt with one solemn movement just, boom, sends this enormous mech flying And we hear more bleeped out expletives as she falls into the abyss. She digitizes into nothing, and then you see her grinning golden teeth in the sky. We cut back to Mondo for a moment, looking at all of the bleeped out words, going, "Oh my, can't put that on air." And so now you're at the cliffs and you find a couple of loot boxes, as it were. You find a couple of melee weapons, a heavy melee weapon, but shining gold like the sun is a Leviathan heavy assault cannon.
And I stare at it. I stare at it like a cat would stare at a treat.
Just take it, Vem. We know you want it.
Macha, no offense, but you're not going to get this.
I think it's actually as big as I am, so I don't think I could probably use it.
I want it. I need it. I will not be complete without it. This bitch likes cannons. There's a big cannon.
And I just put it on. I look like Blastoise now.
You walk off with your loot. You see in the distance that there's a lot of gunfire, various sounds of battle ahead of you, coming from the gravity tower. At this point, we cut back to Mondo, looking as the screen that they're standing in front of, wearing that wild lampshade headdress with this enormous ball gown, and they're sort of pursing lips going,
"Yeah, and after this, things get a little bit, well, get a little staticky, so let me fill in the blanks here." So they make their way to the tower, and Macha starts hearing things. This is a little audio snippet that we could recover from the footage.
Macha, you are in your mech, walking towards the tower with your compatriots, and you hear in your head that same voice from the dream that you had.
Leela! Leela!
It sounds like it's coming from, well, almost like someone is standing next to you, but you're in your mech, and there's no one there but your friends.
Did anyone hear that? Did anyone say anything?
I didn't want to say, but I heard Zoro fart. You know, I just didn't want to say it, but apparently we all heard it, so like we said it, I'm saying it now.
And we're in virtual reality.
And here you are.
I mean, I didn't hear anything. What does it sound like, Macha?
It sounds like big fashions.
No, it was like an actual person, not a fart or what? Okay. It was like a person saying Leela over again, but no one heard that? No one said anything, no. And don't say the fart again.
Okay. Maybe, like, it's like, you know, a ghost in the machine kind of thing.
I want to deal with ghosts too. We already have to deal with this bullshit. No, we didn't hear anything, Macha. Is someone outside trying to call you?
I don't think. How would they get in? I don't think so? But it's a kind of concern, but...
Look, if it's really bothering you, you can leave, but, like, I'm not gonna leave. But we'll get disqualified if we do.
And at this point, we cut back to Mondo, and the audio file shuts down. He goes, "Yeah, so Macha's hearing things. My business partner assured me that this should be impossible, as the virtual reality headset should be all-encompassing and noise-canceling. And yet, here we are." So we'll add, "Voices calling from the real world to wake you up from impending danger on the patch hotfix." And it's at this moment, Macha, that you're not hearing Leela anymore, but someone's calling your name. You can't quite tell who it is, but someone's calling your name and asking you to wake up.
No one else is hearing that? No one else is hearing something about waking up?
No.
Nope.
Is this a me thing? Do I have to go? Do I get disqualified?
You get disqualified if you leave.
I think it's just a personal thing, though. Like, I don't think the team does.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. Will you be fine if I go? I mean, you have a giant, big cannon, so probably.
A big cannon, but aren't we, we're, We're outnumbered, but I mean...
Yeah, maybe I can hop out and hop back in or something. And maybe they won't notice.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you gotta go, if something's happening, just wake me up.
If I need anything, you will, I don't know, die in this game or something. I don't know how it works.
You die in the game. You die in real life.
No, I told you, they're supposed to outlaw that, like, years ago.
You rip your headset off, and you see at least a dozen, probably more, Harrison Armory fatigues. Usually a familiar sight from your days with HA, but you see as they approach, nearly expressionless, they all wear your face.
Oh no.
And you see next to you, Cassandra is brandishing her sword. She looks like she's breathing hard. And she looks to you and she says, we have company. Can you fight?
Like right now? What happened? What's going on?
Yeah, right now. I don't know what's happening. They just came in here and look what they did to Ferdinand. He looks like he was like at the door, opening the door for them. He opened the door and it looks like he was shot with like a laser gun multiple times. There's no blood because the laser just like cauterized the wound immediately. Yes, Ferdinand is dead. And you see that the clones are starting to kind of part and someone is coming through. The gravity tower floats many, many feet in the air. It's a massive, entirely smooth stone structure with no discernible entrance or exit beyond the parapet that's at the very top. On it, you watch a pitched battle taking place, and it seems that the gravity anomaly only affects the tower. You are watching as Harrison Armory clones, a couple of Spooniversity people, and Thresh team members are falling to their digitized deaths as their mechs are destroyed midair. You haven't heard from Macha in a few minutes.
Macha's probably fine, right?
Yeah, we said come get us, you know, if something was wrong. And look at that, nothing's wrong, okay.
We got a game to win.
Why don't we take out this tower and maybe I'll check?
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah. I gotta charge her up and all of those words.
And I'm actually gonna roll again to see what happens.
Oh my god, yes.
Powering up your laser.
The storm provides. Not 20.
I can't believe you crit again.
I think it starts off Sorrow's like, fine, I'll help, throws a grenade.
And you watch it like just do a little
a single brick falls off the building.
I think I was just standing there with my sword.
And then Vim takes aim and all of a sudden you watch as this thing like powers up and just boom, this cannon shoots at the tower. And you literally watch as the whole thing with the impact, it's like everything's happening in slow motion. There's like a moment where the remaining teams that are locked in battle on top and around this thing kind of look like, huh? And then all of a sudden this tower just blasts apart. It starts crumbling down on top of those teams as they all start to fall. And some of them are crushed by the debris or stabbed by metal buttresses or whatever. I don't know what a buttress is. I'm just saying buttress. But basically, it's absolute carnage. All of a sudden, you see that the system in the sky that gives you like the portraits of everyone that has just died is starting to get behind like a dozen league. Everything's happening too fast for these portraits to pop up in time. You look and you see, it looks like there's only a few people left in the wreckage. A few Spooniversity jerseys. You see Regina, but Vim, you also see Thresh.
Good.
While this is going on too, Sawyer, as you're standing there, you're also kind of hearing something. Sounds kind of like Cassandra. yelling for you to wake up.
Oh no, now I'm hearing the voices.
You're all haunted.
This one sounds like my wife telling me that I need to wake up, so,
haunted by the gaze.
By so many gaze. Well, that's concerning.
If things are bad and you wake up, then just wake me up.
Yeah, I'll shake you if, you know, it's really bad. But, I'll be right back, maybe.
And I will take off my headset.
Sawyer, you rip off your headset, and you see Cassandra and Matcha are locked in combat with what appear to be several Matcha clones, as this Harrison Armory general that has now appeared. Basically, it's that general that you saw at the party, and now he has reappeared, and he's looking on with an expression of what looks to be mild disdain. Cassandra, she's bloodied now. She's still breathing hard and looks like she's been probably holding off these clones for as long as she can. She looks to you and gives you a sort of bloody grin. Just goes, Hank Vesta, you're awake. Can we get a little help, please?
Yep, I'm gonna reach into my dress and pull out knives.
You pull out knives and you join your wife. I'm imagining like a scene where you're back to back surrounded by Matcha clones and you're both just hacking and slashing. Like she's like rolling over your back. It's really dance fighty kind of looking. It's almost kind of romantic. Like it's almost a date, you know? As you are fighting, one of you is going to wake Zoro up.
When I wake up, I'm like right next to Zoro and I see that it's bad. So I just like shove them in the shoulder and be like, wake up, wake up, wake up.
In VR, Zoro falls over. He's like, oh, okay. Gonna like dust off the shoulders and like really quickly to Vim, like sees that Zoro's gonna look at Vim.
Kick their ass. I need to go.
Pops out and then sees all this bullshit.
As you leave, we see that most of the other Spooniversity people are now down. Thresh has taken them down by themselves. Thresh and Regina are now circling each other. They haven't noticed you yet, Vim. You know that you're the last three in this arena.
I charge up my cannon. I look at Regina, and then I yell,
no hard feelings, I just have a thing to do.
And then I shoot her with, like, the whole thing.
Not only do you shoot her, because, like, the blast of this cannon is pretty wide, you absolutely one-shot her mech. There's a bunch of tower rubble that's, like, stacked near them. You also impact that rubble, and Thresh, like, literally has a second to just look up at, like, what? Before the rubble comes crashing down onto them as well. They're completely pinned. Regina, however, is not 100% done yet. As you approach, she's like essentially dead in the water. She looks at you, Vim. As she's sort of starting to fade away, she goes,
Wait, it's you. Hey, I need to talk to you.
And then she's gone.
Absolutely has nothing to do with the season 2 plot. Thank you.
We cut back to the manor and the fight. And we see now that one of the largest Matcha clones has got like a hold of Matcha. To differentiate between the Matchas, we have tall Matchas and we have a venti Matcha.
Our Matcha is grande Matcha.
You see venti Matcha holding grande Matcha by the throat and you're like trying to struggle, but you can't get free. This venti Matcha is freakishly strong. You see this general, tall, broad, middle-aged man. He's got light brown skin, your classic military buzz cut. He's wearing, of course, his decorated Harrison Armory uniform. And he sort of kind of goes, ahem. And the clones immediately stop fighting. Even the one that is holding grande Matcha is not like punching you anymore. It's just like holding you in the air. They look to him as if they're instinctually waiting for orders. The general then looks at you all, Zoro, Sawyer, and Macha looks at you all and smiles. Well, well, well. If it isn't Nita, or should I say HA-626-24601-C7-H1-N203. You're a bit far from Rashimra, aren't you? I see you've made some friends. Be a shame if we had to kill them, wouldn't it?
Macha is at a loss for words. She's outstrengthed. She is surrounded by herself. She's not doing great.
The general kind of waves his hand at the other two of you. Just says, now, I'm here to collect Harrison Armory property. This doesn't concern civilians.
I mean, it kind of does when that's our friend. It's person, not property.
Yeah, what kind of fucker are you?
Well, let me just give you a little brief lesson in intergalactic politics. You see, Harrison Armory and Rashimra are a sovereign people, and therefore, we have our own laws, unbeholden to Union or any other party. And this clone right here is not only one of our citizens, but is also our intellectual property. You are in possession of stolen goods, as it were. Now, I'm happy to let you go and let bygones be bygones, if you let us leave the clone. The choice is yours. What happens next? It's all on you.
I think if your stolen goods could walk and talk and run away on their own, you're not goods, they're a living thing. So fuck you.
He smirks at that, and he just looks to his clones and says, spare the clone. We need her. Don't leave anyone but the clone alive.
I'm going to roll and see if I do indeed get another nat 1 to break free.
That would be incredible.
I have good news and bad news. Good news, it's not a 1. The bad news, it's a 5.
Better than
a
1.
Oh my god. Macha, you try to like wriggle free from this venti Macha, but rather than actually getting free, it's kind of almost comical how ineffectual it is. This venti Macha just looks at you and produces a knife and stabs you in the side. For every Macha that you take down, it's like 2 more take their place. They just keep coming in. Sawyer, there was a part where you did call Mondo.
And you know, during this whole thing, she just taps her communicator and is like, well, maybe, you know, just being like, hi, our private suite was invaded by Harrison Armory, and now they're all trying to kill us. I just thought you should be aware, because I'm pretty sure this might be against the rules. Hey, thanks, bye.
Mondo just kind of smile and go,
oh, what a shame. Looks like some of our competitors got a little carried away outside the ring, but oh my, the feats to the mansion are cut. Oh no, it's impossible to tell what happened or who is responsible. Good thing you all signed waivers.
Click. Cassandra just goes, what just happened?
Mondo fucking sucks too, as Zoro throws a tall Macha over their shoulder.
We cut back to the Omni Games, and we see that now the only two people left in the whole world are Thresh and Vim.
I'm gonna put my cannon down. I have my prototype weapon. It's going to look like Yang's punching shotguns. But like Yang from Ruby. It does very much just kind of look like a tube for a glove, but the ends of it is literally like a little shotgun barrel, so it's every like punch is like it also shoots.
As you near, Thresh just goes,
Wait! Come on! Moxie, come on! I just wanted to win this once on my own, and you never even wanted fame, but you... And you never liked it when I got to have it. And you have to take this from me too?
Take from you? You took from me. You gave away our mechs. Our mechs. I made for us. They were ours. for my babies. They were our babies. You threw them away like garbage. And you do not throw babies away. You should know that, Thresh. I punch him.
You punch him. And you see you've taken away, like, most of his health. Literally a health bar over their head. They're just one punch away. And Thresh just looks at you and you see something that almost looks like regret in their eyes. They look at you one last time and just say,
I'm sorry.
Stay sorry.
And punch him again.
And this time it does it. They start to slowly fade away. And you see on your screen, winner, champion of the Omni Games! And there's like air horns and all this like celebration around you. You can take off your helmet if you wish.
Yeah, I think I do after a little bit. I gotta, you know, like calm down. And I'll take it off, slide it off, and immediately wipe my super sweaty, oily face. Totally no other fluids on the face. Just gonna wipe it.
You see as Thresh's portrait flashes across the virtual sky. And that's the last thing you see as you take your helmet off and you are greeted with a bajillion matcha clones. Your grande matcha is stabbed and bleeding. Zoro, Sawyer, and Cassandra are desperately trying to fight off the rest of these tall matchas.
I will look around, look at the stabbed matcha, and just go, oh, okay, so you didn't need me.
It's a little more worse than normal. Could you fucking get your fucking mech over here?
Yeah, don't worry about it. And I make a, well, I guess technically what happens is I pop my arm open and I type to Grunt, who has an AI in him now, known as little brother, and I just tell him to pick us up.
It'll take like a minute for your mech to get you. It's pretty nearby. You've programmed it to come right below the window of this mansion that you're in. So now you just have to get Matcha back, and then you've got your getaway mech, as it were. This general, however, as Matcha is stabbed, the venti Matcha actually pulls the knife back out and holds it to Matcha's neck. This general says, all right, you've made your last little stand. You fought well, worthy of the glory of Ra-Shim-Ra, even. But now it's time to get to the part where you give up, and we take back that which belongs to us. Or you can keep fighting, we kill you, and we take the clone anyway. What's it gonna be?
I believe we'll take our friend back.
Also, fuck you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck.
There's a lot of cussing in this PG-13 show. I say as I'm totally trying to get up out of the fucking machine thing. You know, like, don't mind me. Just kind of unarmed. What's... sass. Just gonna flip you off, but like also unbuckle these three seatbelts.
Ugh, so uncouth.
My goal is to not hit Venti Matcha with a knife, but to get them to dodge in a way that Grande Matcha can headbutt them. I'll bounce it off of like one of the walls. And I mean, it can even get like really close and just like cut their ear, you know, but just enough to make them flinch and move.
You do exactly that. I think you like slice part of their cheek. As the clone puts a hand to their cheek, they let go of Matcha. And Matcha, you fall to the ground. You are freed from Venti Matcha.
Well, is there like a window?
There is, in fact, a window in this room. Why do you ask?
We do it every time.
It's our brand.
It's our brand.
Vim, you collect Copernicus at this point.
That's right. Copernicus is my co-pilot and my cameraman and my social media manager and I think my emotional support animal and my skincare line. I don't know.
We watch as you pick up Copernicus, and instinctually he licks his eyeball, but we now see within whatever the technical term is, his eye, we see like a lens shutter. He's been cybernetically enhanced, a literal camera eye. And Vim, in your like personal device, you see that now you're live.
Copernicus gets good pets. We'll get a snack later. But we're recording, we're filming, and I will look towards, oh god, what's their name again? Sorry.
It's just a general. He did not introduce himself.
You know we're live, right?
Record all you want, sweetheart, but it doesn't change the fact that you are in possession, and he looks like at Copernicus's eye as if he's like looking at the camera. In possession of Harrison Armory intellectual property, which we own by right. And therefore, we reserve the right to take it by force.
Then we'll sneer a little bit and just go, oh, you're the reason why the NHPs are gonna rise up and take over like they should.
And with that bonkers statement, at this point, you hear a boom, 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 as you hear the plodding footsteps of Grunt, Vim's enormous mech, and you see your Uber has arrived, or your Spoober has arrived for you at the window. What do you do?
Go out the window.
Yeah.
I wait for one of the bigger people to break through the window so I can jump out unharmed.
Who goes through the window first?
Macha's gonna roll out in the most pained style, probably landing on her back on Grunt.
Your entire body takes the full burn force of all the glass. The rest of us are completely fine because it's just all of you.
As the last of you jump through this window, you hear the general going, "After them! Don't let anyone escape!" And you're in the arms of
An angel,
exactly. Carrying you away.
Far, far away.
from Chateau de Corsican. We see the screen like somebody turned off the remote. Mondo looks at the audience. Well, that certainly was something. I'm trying to think of a good pun right now, but nothing's really coming to me. It went out the window. Get it? Well, anyways, thank you for watching the Omni Games, and don't forget to buy yourself some Spombus gear while you're in the shop. You only need one. Check you later. And then you see the Mondo Corsican and Spombus logos come up on the screen as the stream of the Omni Games has officially ended.